What's the other voice message, Florian?
So the other one is from James Woodcock, who runs the Pixel Refresh website and podcast, stuff like that. But he also seems to be making modernized versions of soundtracks of games. And just the day before we, or 2 days before we are recording this, I saw on Mastodon that he posted something about his revamped soundtrack for Discworld. And
wow.
I thought, well, we need to talk about that, I guess. So I asked him if he could say a few words about this thing, his updated or, yeah, what do you call it? Modernized, remastered soundtrack for the game, which you can then use in ScumVM. But let's hear from him how that all came to be. And
yeah.
Hi, I'm James Woodcock from pixelrefresh.com. I've been a huge fan of point-and-click adventure games ever since Simon the Sorcerer, which, funnily enough, was full of wizards and fantasy elements too. So when Discworld the game came along with famous UK voice actors attached to deliver the talky version of the title, I was certainly intrigued. Happily one birthday, Discworld on PC CD-ROM was gifted to me, and immediately I was hooked. Helped by the comedy of the dialogue, the quality of the animation, and Eric Idle of Monty Python fame. Delivering lines from Wincewind, the character you controlled, with the lines, "Did you get the number of that donkey cart?" And of course the far more painful line where your numerous failed attempts to guess the right combination of objects resulted in hearing, "That doesn't work," over and over again. Discworld, like Sam the Sorcerer, inspired my ScumVM Music Enhancement project, and in October 2006, Terry Pratchett himself responded to my email query, giving me permission to release my fan-made soundtrack of the game, over 100 tracks, which could be used within the ScumVM software. This means as you play Discworld, audio recordings I created using far more modern hardware play instead of the standard MIDI files, and loop correctly where needed. I never imagined when I emailed Terry Pratchett's agent I would receive a response, never mind one from Terry himself, so as you can imagine, I was absolutely over the moon. The ScumVM developers have been fantastic in supporting my fan-made soundtracks and incorporating them within the various games, so a huge thank you should also go to them, as without this, it just wouldn't have been possible. My full fan-made soundtracks can be downloaded from my website pixelrefresh.com by clicking on the game soundtracks link in the menu. As much as I love Discworld's humour and charm, it is a brutally hard game with some completely nonsensical puzzles. It required huge amounts of trial and error, and yet managed to keep your interest for hours on end. For example, the fly at the very start of the intro buzzes around various important scenes to finally become your mouse pointer on the screen. Pure genius move. So enjoy hearing about Duck's Foot Casserole with Leaf Mould, your conversations with Death, and of course the other inhabitants of Ankh-Morpork. Discworld has to be played if you're even the slightest fan of point-and-click adventure games.
Nice! Thank you, James. We'll be sure to put a link to the website and the downloads of the soundtrack along with the post when we post this podcast, right, Florian?
Definitely.
The soundtrack is extremely good. I played with it. It's extremely good. It really enhances the game, I would say.
Awesome.
Has my endorsement.
Well, in that case, you can't go wrong.
No, you can actually also get it for free. He's asking $2.99, but you can also say zero. But maybe don't do that.
No, definitely don't do that. Wow. Well, this is really lovely. I mean, this is just, I'm hearing so much love for this game, even though nobody can play it. People just love that this was made. So yeah, that's great.
Tell you something about Pratchett fans, I guess.
Yeah.